You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Change is coming to Sacramento County. After 16 years, District 1 Supervisor Phil Cerna announced he will not seek re-election, leaving the door open for a group of new candidates to fill the seat that represents much of Sacramento's city center, including some familiar faces, from a former state lawmaker to a current city council member and a mayoral runner-up. Last week, the candidates got together at the Coloma Community Center for a forum, giving voters a chance to hear about their vision for county leadership. Cap Radio local government reporter Tony Rodriguez has been following the race and joins us with more about the candidates. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Vicky.
So help us visualize District 1. What does it cover?
Yeah, so District 1 really is the heart of Sacramento. It covers a big portion of the city itself. So we're talking about Midtown, downtown, and it stretches into some surrounding neighborhoods like North Sac and parts of the southern region. So this is one of the most urban districts in the county. And that matters because a lot of the county's homelessness resources, public health resources, and behavioral health services are concentrated in this area.
So the seat, as I mentioned, was held by longtime supervisor Phil Cerna. What was his reputation like?
Cerna has held that seat for a good while. He's been in position since 2010, so he's been a consistent presence and very much part of the county and region's political establishment. He also comes from a well-known political family. His father, Joe Cerna Jr., was Sacramento's mayor, so he's had the name recognition in the region for a long time. So him deciding to step away, it definitely opens a door for a new kind of leadership and a more competitive race.
Why is he stepping down?
From what he said publicly, it's pretty straightforward. He feels like it's time to hang it up after 16 years. He said serving for four terms feels like enough. So this isn't scandal or anything like that. It's more of a natural transition, but it's opening up the most visible seat on the board.
So there was a candidate forum last week. You were there, of course. What was the energy like?
Right. There are four candidates in this race. Current Sacramento City Council member Eric Guerra, public health figure Dr. Flojean Kofer, there's former state lawmaker Deborah Ortiz and computer programmer Tim Riley, who is new to running for office. So, yeah, the forum brought in more than 100 people in person with more watching online. What stood out to me was how engaged people were. This wasn't a sleepy local forum. One voter who attended the forum named Rick Hamilton told me it helped to see his options up close and to see candidates with their feet to the fire. There were many people there who were already committed, wearing Guerra and Kofer campaign merch, but people were really there to actually compare these candidates.
All right, well, let's dive into the candidates. Let's start with Sacramento City Council member Eric Guerra. What's his experience?
Well, Guerra is probably the most plugged-in candidate when it comes to local politics in the area. He's been on the Sacramento City Council since 2015, and before that, he was already involved in local policy work, so he's really positioning himself as someone who is already experienced and knows how to get things done. And he's leaning heavy on the relationships he's made. Guerra has been endorsed by the entire current Board of Supervisors, including the current seat, Phil Cerna.
I've been endorsed by all the Board of Supervisors, and not because we agree ideologically. I have Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Who is endorsing me, but that's because as a council member, I've worked with them to address their constituents' issues.
So his whole argument is that he has the ability and relationships to step in and deliver right away.
What kind of change does he say he'll bring to the county?
Well, his message isn't really about blowing things up on the board. It's about making the county board work better, he says. He talks a lot about the disconnect between the city and the county, especially on issues like homelessness.
We got to end the bickering and finger pointing between everyone. And I know that with my years on the council, my relationships with the county and all of the community members, that's how we're going to make a difference, because we have to get to a point where all of us are working together to solve the biggest issues in our county.
So for Guerra, change looks like him coming in and helping the board work well with other local governments in the county.
Who supports him? What's his backing like?
He's got probably the strongest institutional backing in the race. He says he's been endorsed by all five of the supervisors on the board, but he's emphasizing that his endorsements go beyond elected officials. He's saying he has support from labor groups, firefighters, county employees, and even law enforcement, including the county sheriff. Guerra's endorsements really tie to his broader pitch that he's someone that can actually bring things together at the county level and get started right away. rather than someone coming in and starting from scratch.
Okay, well, that is Councilmember Eric Guerra. Let's now move to Dr. Flo Kofer. This isn't the first time she's run for elected office. She narrowly lost the mayoral race to Mayor Kevin McCarty. How is she characterizing her campaign?
Kofer can really be seen as the contrast candidate in this race. Like you said, she's coming off the mayoral run that she narrowly lost, and she's building off that momentum. She's framing her campaign as grassroots and people-powered. She's very much separating herself from the establishment sort of politics.
Our campaign is a populist campaign. I think Sacramentans, and in particular the voters, are tired of business as usual and don't want to elect another business as usual candidate. They want someone who's going to come in and make change.
So she's leaning into that lane pretty clearly.
How has Kofer characterized the current county leadership?
Well, Kofer has laid out plans on how she can work with every supervisor currently on the board, although she has been critical of how the board is currently operating.
I don't expect the establishment to line up and support me when I'm saying, hey, the way things have been working isn't the way that they should. But we watched as the county spent $300 million of our COVID money on the sheriff instead of on public health, and people got sick and died because of that.
So Kofer is really making the case that the county is getting it wrong and that the voters want something different.
What kind of endorsements does she have?
Kofer's most notable endorsement has been Sac City Councilmember Mai Vang, who is also running for the District 7 congressional seat, looking to unseat Doris Matsui. Vang has lined up behind Kofer, along with other labor unions in the area, so she has some local organization support, but less elected official support than Guerra. She's not really running an endorsement-heavy campaign the way Guerra is. Instead, she's pointing to voters as her base of support.
The most important endorsement I have is the 94,495 people who voted for me in the mayor's race.
So her argument is that she's already demonstrated she has the support of voters in the area and especially in this region.
So last month, a court decided that Kofer needed to change how she was described on the ballot. And it essentially revolved around removing the reference of doctor in her candidate description. For a little context, back to that mayoral's race, like she campaigned as Dr. Flo. So what happened there?
Right. She's campaigning as such. But the challenge wasn't really about whether Flo Kofer has a doctorate. She does in public health. The issue was how that title was being used on the ballot, according to the judge who ruled she could not list herself as such. The person who sued argued that using doctor in her ballot designation could be misleading to voters because ballot labels have to reflect a current candidate's primary profession and can't create confusion. The judge ruled this could make people think Kofer is a medical doctor when she is not, and Kofer had to change it. Kofer pushed back, though, saying it's unfair, and it boosted her name to voters.
All it did was show the hands of people who don't really have a strong argument for why we should support their candidate, and instead they chose to just kind of take a small-minded, you know, approach to be able to try to malign me. But all it did was really fire people up and make them remember that, hey, I have some really relevant expertise.
So the ruling did force a change for Kofer on the ballot, but she seems to be pushing forward and not giving it that much attention now.
Okay, so who are the other candidates running for supervisor? How are they trying to set themselves apart?
Yeah, I would say the other big name here is Deborah Ortiz. She's a former state senator and Sacramento City Council member in the 90s. She says her political chops she's gained through those positions make her the most viable candidate.
I know that I bring a far more comprehensive experience, not just in years, but the substance and the policy and the implementing of policy, not only in the legislature. I was the vice president of the largest Planned Parenthood in the nation.
She's also warning about what's ahead financially. The county operates a $9 billion budget, and the county is facing a near $100 million deficit. There's also Tim Riley, who says his background in computer programming and him running a smaller campaign is what sets himself apart from his opponents. Riley says he's funding his entire campaign by himself.
I can't speak for the establishment, but what I can speak for is my own personal campaign. I am not taking any contributions, period. I am funding from my retirement account my entire campaign.
So you have a range of candidates. Some have more experience and support for running a campaign, and others are keeping their campaign on a bit of a smaller scale and running their own teams.
All right. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio local government reporter Tony Rodriguez about the Sacramento County District 1 race, which covers much of the Sacramento City core. So what do all the candidates have to say about each other? Did they take each other on a little bit in this forum? Are they all running as Democrats?
Well, this race is technically a nonpartisan race, so party labels don't show up on the ballot, but yes, they do all consider themselves Democrats. What's really defining the race is the contrast between them. Even though they are all Democrats, Guerra is the establishment-backed candidate, Kofor is the challenger looking for grassroots support, Ortiz is an experienced policymaker, and for Tim Riley, this is his first time running for office and can be seen as an outsider because of it.
You mentioned there was a good showing at the forum, you know, around 100 people, many others online. So how have voters been responding? Is this race for District 1 in Sacramento County getting a lot of attention?
There's definitely interest in this race, especially for a county level one, with Kofor, who has built a lot of name recognition through the mayoral race, and Guerra being involved locally for nearly a decade. The race is seen as competitive. At the forum, voter Rick Hamilton told me his and many eyes are on those two candidates.
She's well-spoken. She's seen a lot of water under the bridge locally. She seems very well in tune with what's going on. But the same can be said for Guerra. He's paid his dues, too.
So I think while there are other candidates, many are paying attention to those two, Guerra and Kofor. Mm.
What are some of the ongoing issues that this new supervisor will have to tackle, whoever they are? I mean, you mentioned the deficit, for one.
Yeah, I mean, the seat is a really high-stakes position. You have homelessness, which came up repeatedly at the forum. That includes not just housing, but also mental health and substance abuse services. The county plays a major role in funding and running those systems. You also have public safety and the county jail system. The board prioritizes how money is spent on resources like these. And then maybe the biggest overarching issue is the budget itself. The county operates on nearly a $9 billion budget, but officials are looking at a projected deficit of around $100 million. So whoever takes this on is going to be making tough decisions about where money goes and what gets cut or protected. So it's not just policy debates. There are decisions that directly affect people's day-to-day lives across the region.
So what happens next, Tony?
The next big step is voting. Ballots for the June primary are going out early May, so that's when voters will really have to weigh their options. From there, this is a top two primary, so all four candidates are on the same ballot, and the two who get the most votes move on to the general in November. So based on the forum, a lot of the attention, again, is on Eric Guerra and Flo Kofor. Over the next weeks, it's going to be about name recognition and these candidates continuing to make their case.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Thank you.
That is Cap Radio local government reporter Tony Rodriguez breaking down the race for Sacramento County District 1. Still ahead, get your ears ready. We are bringing you a live performance to close out our show today. The artists behind the musical Godspell join us ahead of their debut in Folsom this weekend. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.